Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Joining us now, the former congressman from Ohio and the author of Sideswipe. That would be Bob Ney. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing today?
You know what? I have to tell you this. I'm great. I have to tell you that Lois Lerner, she is impeccably dressed. I guess she has time to pick out outfits and whatnot. Once again, we see her familiar face testifying, right? Evidence destroyed, or we think we're going to see it anyway. A congressional hearing to revealing there's the backup tape, the evidence that contains emails that Lois Lerner was destroyed during the investigation. Wow. If they really can prove that, that's not good for her, huh?
Well, it's all gone, and the backups were, they said accidentally erased, so you had the originals, hers, and the backups. I mean, they actually ought to hire the IRS to try to stop the hackers from China. they can delete everything.
Do you think now, because of all of this, that government agencies are being more careful about what's happening with emails, or no?
No, I don't think as much. You know, there are systems out there. If they really want to have the high-tech stuff, our congressional computers, you don't hear about those being hacked. So they've had firewalls, military-type firewalls, years ago. I don't understand how this is all going on. But also the backups, I think this will more than likely force some kind of backups, whether it's, you know, State Department issue, IRS, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we move from backups and emails to, you know, we saw what happened in Charleston, and then, of course, the flap over the flag, and so many people not now producing Confederate flags, and so many companies, retailers deciding they're not going to sell them. Now, the next thing was guns, of course, and supposedly there's a push. There's a couple of senators who are pushing again for some more gun controls for a different background check, perhaps, bill. Senator Joe Manchin is one of them. Pat Toomey is another one of them. They're looking for a way to revive the gun legislation. Is that ever really going to happen, though? You know that. You were there during debate at times on gun control when you were there.
I've been there through all the debates and in the legislature the same way for years. And now Toomey, Manchin, that type of deal, Manchin being conservative Democrat, Toomey a right-wing Republican, that kind of deal might produce something. But, you know, for years, including the NRA itself, wanted some type of look at mental health issues, and you can't do it. And with HIPAA laws, as they call them, you really can't do it. So that might have some chance. But gun control, quote, Kate, in its pure form, you know, I don't see it in my lifetime.
Yeah, it does. I agree with you. I don't see it happening either. I don't think so.
And nobody wants to talk about, I mean, we'll talk about clips and maybe you have 12 bullets versus 17 in the clip, you know. But the actual real total gun control, there is a fear of anyone's mouth to actually come out with that. I don't care how far to the left somebody is.
So do you think, so when we have the debates, that probably comes up because of what happened in Charleston, especially the Republican debates, there's ways to dance around it, right? And is that what will happen both for the Democrats and the Republicans?
Yes, I think there are ways to dance around it, and people, you know, do fear even a discussion on the issue, sort of like discussing Medicare or Social Security. People really seriously fear the discussion of the issue. So I mean, if the same zest came down to finding out what this killer did and how and what could have been prevented, the same zest with the flag issue, I think they could get down to the bottom of something. Not to say the flag's not important, but, I mean, you talk about something that took off like lightning, but I don't think you're going to see the root cause take off like lightning.
Yeah. All right, for now, the biggest and most important question, Chris Christie, does he even have a shot at the presidency when he throws his name into the ring?
I don't think he does. Look, you know, you've got names out there. I mean, it's like Ted Cruz. I don't think he has a shot. He's announced. But, you know, He doesn't have a shot. Donald Trump is showing just how much people don't like George Bush. He's number two in the polls.
Wow.
So I don't believe Christie has. He should have done it a long time ago. Like our Governor Kasich in Ohio, Ellen Ratner and I are from Ohio. He would be a big-time player, but he just can't decide. I mean, people should have got in 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yes, better. Once everyone starts declaring, you got to really work that timing out, don't you?
Yeah, you have to. Timing's everything. Some luck and, of course, campaign money, that's a big deal. But I just believe, because Donald Trump and people say, how, Bob, can you even say he's going to have any traction? Jeb Bush is just not cutting it. And there's a vacuum out there. And that's why Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, frankly, on the Democratic side, they're starting to get some traction. Not saying they're going to win, but they're getting traction.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders is getting traction. You're right. He was on a show that you were on, Bill Maher's show, and boy, the crowd went wild, and maybe that's his crowd, but still you could see it. And you could see it in his face because he actually cracked a smile.
Oh, yeah, and I served with Bernie, and Bernie's appealing to a lot of people because, you know, people are tired. And with Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, you know, they'll say what they want to say. They're not real, you know, projected, and you got to do this and be politically correct.
Yeah, so there's a big difference there. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much as always.
Thank
we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The big story on the day, of course, is the 6-3 decision. The Supreme Court saves the very poker, red-hot, controversial health care law that you and I have talked about ad nauseum here on America Tonight. This is President Obama's legacy, and it was once again preserved by Chief Justice John Roberts, especially. Scalia went nuts on this because he, of course, was one of the dissenters. So the ruling says that the Affordable Care Act authorized those federal tax credits, the subsidies for eligible Americans living not only in states with their own exchanges, but also in the 34 states with federal marketplaces. So that was a major political showdown. You know it. We were there in Washington for the oral arguments of King versus Burwell. And we looked at all sides of this. To be fair, we really opened wide on it, as I got many nasty letters from people who didn't like to hear the other side of health care. And we talked to people who would be affected by the subsidies and whatnot. And then, of course, we talked about what would it do and what would it kill and what does it mean to middle America. So it was very high drama. Chief Justice John Roberts, a massive bolt of tension, as it was described through the court. He announced that he would issue the majority opinion in the case. Two-thirds of the way through his reading, it was clear he would be responsible for rescuing Obamacare. In fact, specifically, Roberts said, Congress passed the Affordable Care Act to improve health insurance markets, not to destroy them. If at all possible, we must interpret the act in a way that is consistent with the former and avoids the latter. So, conservatives listening to America Tonight, how do you feel about John Roberts on a scale of 1 to 10? By the way, he was joined by Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is a lot of times a swing vote. And, of course, the other judges, the four liberal justices and Justice Scalia wrote the dissent, joined by Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito. So Scalia, though, went berserk. What he said and what the press had to say about it, a big, big moment for him at the White House. Coming up next, Round the Bend here on ATN.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I could climb all over these phone lines. It happened. We've been waiting for this for how long? So, Justice John Roberts, once again, is the resuscitator, the keeper of the key to Obamacare. You heard what he had to say. I gave you a little slice of that. 6-3, the decision. All the people on subsidies don't lose those subsidies. The Republicans and the Democrats don't scramble for some other way to help them through the gap. But in the meantime, we still have the inequities with the middle class. People aren't addressing that. The premiums, everything that's not covered, all that you know and has happened to many of you with your health care. So if at first blush you tuned in and you looked at this, you'd be like, wow, of course. Oh, America, yeah, health care. But the problem is people still don't talk about the inequity of the people that are caught and squeezed in the middle. For those who had no other means and they jumped on these subsidies, this is huge, especially with pre-existing conditions. And it looked like this boy, this ship was sailing in a couple of different directions. But the main thing here is, conservatives, for those of you listening who are not the liberal Democrats in this audience, because, you know, I always say on the show, look, everybody's welcome. I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, whatever you are. So if you're in the conservative bunch, you got to be fuming over this. Scalia came unglued. I'm surprised he didn't have a heart attack from what I heard from somebody that was in the courthouse. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We're going to go live to Washington, D.C. and talk to Dr. David Hochberg a little bit later in the show this hour and get his thoughts on now, really honestly, as he's someone who has studied this and knows it like nobody else I've met. He'll tell us what it truly does mean as things stay intact with Obamacare. Dan in Texas gets the first crack at it. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
What do you think?
I think we have been betrayed by Roberts. I think he has just absolutely stabbed America in the back. I think he should be impeached. Is that too strong?
No. Except for that, once you get that gig, you go nowhere. That is probably the most secure gig.
We have impeached judges before.
Rarely on the Supreme Court.
But he should be impeached. This is no way in the world that it should have been anything other than thrown out. They should have not done this. It should have been unanimous. Actually, I mean, my God, this is a disaster for America. I mean, people are being pinched right and left, and when they talk about the subsidies, baby, you and me pay those subsidies.
Yeah, we do.
And all the millennials out there are listening. You guys think that you're getting a free ride. You're not. When you graduate from your college and have the $100,000 bill left for you, and they talk about they're going to give you a discount and the taxpayer is going to pick up the bill, guess what, kids? You are the taxpayers now. Even if you've got a job to go to, you are now a taxpayer. You're going to pay the freight. They can talk about giving away the whole damn country. You're still going to be the guy paying the bills and the girl that's paying the bills. It's your wallet that's going to be empty. It's your purse that's going to be empty. And Obama and his crew are going to keep putting screws to you. They're trying to do a takeover of every single thing in our entire government. And us as the slaves. That's about it for me. I mean, I'm so damn mad, I'm ready to chew nails.
Yeah, Dan, I understand because, again, when we talk to David Hoberg, you'll see there's so much that people don't understand as far as the gymnastics of it, meaning what Dan is saying, the economics of it. You know, I always say this. If we're sitting at a bar and we're all talking, wouldn't it be lovely if we could all have, really, seriously, affordable health care? Of course. Do I want people to have access to health care? Yes. Absolutely. Do I want to have access to health care? Have people in my family been exposed because it's unaffordable and they're in the middle class? Yes. We're meaning where they couldn't afford it, where it's, do we do this or do we do that? And it's not excessive like we're spending all of our money, so shame on you. What's happened is a lot of people are dropped from coverage at where they work, and then it becomes such an impossibility to afford it, and this is where we're at in the middle. The people in the middle especially are the ones who really get stuck with this, really get stuck with this. So I'm surprised you're not all jumping on this right now. And listen, as I say, equal opportunity. Were you celebrating? Does this mean life for you because you are getting the subsidies or someone in your family is getting the subsidies? They need them. They would have nothing if they didn't have them. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. More reaction to it, as I said. Boy, Scalia, he was the one. And again, this has been challenged over 70 times, so we know there's going to be more challenges, certainly. But Scalia was the leader in the dissent, and he said today's interpretation is not merely unnatural, it's unheard of. The case itself centered on language in the original law that technically limited subsidies, right, to people that were buying insurance and exchanges set up by the states. Now, opponents said this made subsidies through the federal exchange invalid. So Scalia is saying you would think the answer would be obvious, so obvious there would hardly be a need for the Supreme Court to hear a case about it. In his dissent, he scolded his colleagues, the other justices, and said, handing the Affordable Care Act challenges this way, we should just start calling this law SCOTUS Care. SCOTUS Care, that's what he said, referring to the several times the High Court has ruled on controversial parts of Obamacare. At one point, he panned the majority's reasoning as, you ready for this, pure applesauce. and essentially made two major points, because this is the key thing. He accused the court of playing favorites by letting politics get in the way. He claimed the majority's opinion contained somersaults of statutory interpretation. Here's what President Obama, who was beaming today, had to say at the White House.
After nearly a century of talk, decades of trying, a year of bipartisan debate, we finally declared that in America, health care is not a privilege for a few, but a right for all.
All right, so it goes back to that, saying, well, okay, hey, it's a right for all. And I'll say this again, Chief Justice John Roberts delivered the majority opinion. He said, I'll say it again, he said, this is Congress. Hey, you passed the Affordable Care Act to improve the health insurance markets, not to rip them up. We have to interpret the act in a way that is consistent with the former and avoids the latter. That this is necessary to avoid the type of calamitous result that Congress plainly meant to avoid, is what he said. So I think there is a lot of there's a lot of shock and awe out there. I think that I really, really think that that's what's happening. So, you know, the bottom line is it depends on, and I say this all the time, where are you? I mean, is this a win or a loss? So, I mean, here's the thing. You work in a restaurant, your health care is dumped. Your hours are cut because they're worried about that, so they don't have to worry about the full-time, part-time thing. This is one of the tricky deals that happen to a lot of people, especially workplace, and I know firsthand. So if there was a small company, they're the ones that said, oh, yeah, no, we can't do it now because they can't afford it. And then people were thrown into the middle of this. And, I mean, so to me, overall, that's the whole thing here. That's the whole thing. So this is where we're at. Huge decision. 6-3. Huge decision. Are you getting subsidies? Do you know people getting subsidies? Have you worked with people who are getting subsidies who would have really been high and dry and out in the cold if they weren't able to get them? If they weren't able to get them. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. We're rocking through this huge Supreme Court decision all throughout the show. Don't forget Dr. David Hoberg coming up later. Hang with us, everybody. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500 bucks. business. Get locked into a long-term contract and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The conversation at the brunch is going to be over the Supreme Court 6-3 decision. So the latest challenge to the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, is it's warded it off again. So King versus Burwell, what happens here is the subsidies stay. So the subsidies that would have been taken away from 6 million plus people are intact. How about that? It was a big day for the president. There's no question about it. Beaming from ear to ear. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Supreme Court, by the way, is due to issue rulings from cases in this term. Another big one is same-sex marriage. Huge. That's probably the second biggest one, you could say. Same-sex marriage and the Obamacare challenge probably were the two biggest challenges. Now, for this one, for the president, he won't be in Washington, at least for part of the day. He's delivering the eulogy, remember, for Senator Clementa Pinckney, the pastor from the Carolina State Senator and the pastor for Emmanuel AME Church. He was one of the nine people killed in the shooting, of course, at the church last week. And the First Lady's going to be there, Joe Biden and his wife, the VP, Al Sharpton's going to be there, and it's in the morning. at 11 o'clock East Coast time. So that decision may come down right around them is when it might happen, and they'll all be in South Carolina, unless it happens a little bit earlier than that. Because once they leave Charleston, then they'll go back to D.C. So who knows? Maybe not. Depends. They've got people gathering in the South Lawn, so I think that the anticipation is same-sex marriage is going to go with the Supreme Court, too. So that would be two big wins for the Obama administration. And on the other front, you know, people are still chewing over the subsidies, the Supreme Court upholding the Obamacare subsidies. So with that happening, it stands to be pretty interesting, the conversational flow, let's say, at the cafes and all the nooks and crannies where you all hail from. Also on the minds of so many people is the craziness of the hunting cabins in the Adirondacks that they think the escapees could possibly have nestled into, because why haven't they found these two murderers who jumped out of prison? And the wild story is how they got all the tools and how they befriended the prison guards, and the guards to guards helped as well. It's looking like they had three people helping them. How many people does it take to help two convicted murderers break out of prison? There should be a punchline in this, right? But sadly, to me, the scary thing of this is the longer they're out there with no money, desperation, the more dangerous they are to people until they snap and something happens. And the governor knows that. That's why the pressure now, I mean, there'd be pressure anyway, but the real pressure is, I mean, listen, these are guys you don't want to truffle with. And eventually there's going to be some kind of an encounter. And what's that encounter going to look like? You know, that's the scary thing. What's it going to look like? So I'm thinking that maybe throughout the weekend, with the big press and the helicopters and the dogs and the sightings, maybe they finally get closer. What do you think? You think they're going to capture them, round them up? You think it's going to take a couple months? Day 105 of the prisoners escaping from the Clinton Correctional Facility. 6-3 was the ruling of the Supreme Court, once again upholding the Affordable Care Act's insurance subsidies in every state. A win for the White House. A huge win. Justice Antonin Scalia is not having a tuna fish sandwich anytime soon with Justice John Roberts. He said the defense of the indefensible is what he calls it. He says it rewrites the law. And his best line that came out of that is, we should call this SCOTUS care. That it wasn't, his big thing is, look, we're not interpreting it. I mean, what are we doing here? Are we rewriting the law? Are we doing that? Now, because of this, you wonder, with some of these other things that are coming down the pike, which way Scalia especially is going to go. And I think that it could be, in other areas, it's going to be costly. It's going to be definitely costly. And there's going to be more challenges. Of course there's going to be more challenges. And I think Republicans, to be honest, after being there and being part of that whole King versus Burwell thing, in other words, broadcasting right across from the Supreme Court and talking to lots and lots of people, I think the Republicans are stunned by this. I don't think that this was the expectation of what was going to happen. And really, that's what the word was. On the Hill, they were just stunned, and they're trying to lay out their next steps. The House Rules Committee Chair, Pete Sessions, a Texas Republican, said, I'm surprised. I believe it is unlawful and unconstitutional for us to have tax provisions where people in different states are dealt with in different ways, which that part is so true. So Republicans have been trying to draw up a King versus Burwell strategy because they were confident the court would rule in their favor and strike down the law's insurance subsidies in 34 states using the federal marketplace. So they were planning on unveiling something else. Now it's a long shot legislatively to repeal the law, budget some sort of reconciliation with it, and it's so that's probably not going to happen. But there will be challenges. Absolutely. There will be lots and lots of challenges. I mean, this is ground zero for the Supreme Court's decision. Ground zero. And you know who really gets affected here? Floridians. 1.3 million. 7% of the state's total population, they're getting Affordable Care Act subsidies to buy health insurance through the federal exchange. That's what's happening with them. So how about that? So no subsidies shut off. And those people in Florida really would have felt that. In fact, Florida Republican Mario Diaz Ballard's district has 91,000 people both on the federal exchange and getting subsidies, more than any other in the country. More than any other in the country. So there's going to be political fallout. The Republicans are blaming Obama and the Democrats for passing the law, saying Obamacare rather than the conservative-backed legal challenge to it is disastrous. Because it will also provide a full or partial, if they could provide a full or partial repeal of the law, that's the aim. And now that that's happened by them not nixing it, boy, that has really, really changed things. So all those people keep what they have. Now, I'll tell you what the key is, the premiums. Work on a permanent solution to that. What are the premiums? Because that has affected so many people that they're struggling to pay it. It's the premiums. Almost anyone you bump into, ask them what part they don't like, and that's what it's going to be. So they really just need to add something to it, is what I think. If they did that, what a difference it would make. What a huge, huge difference. Big day. Reaction to the Supreme Court's health care decision all over the place. Huge day. Huge day in that escapee noise, too, because a guard admitted giving tools, knowing what was going on, so he couldn't lie about that. But now you have a couple of guards and somebody else who worked in the prison, which is, to me, so crazy. Their own little mini chain gang. A mini chain gang, seriously. Coming up, as I mentioned, we're going to talk to Dr. David Hochberg in Washington, D.C., who I'm sure has been talking to a lot of people. Big, big, big day for people who are on subsidies. But what about everybody else? What about some of the other people who feel like they're being squeezed and it's a huge blow to them? So a ruling in favor of the plaintiffs, what would it have done? It would have mean that it would have meant that they were replacing Obamacare with something else. Stay with us. Coming up, Dr. David Hochberg. We're talking about it, yeah. Next, here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. They mean the boys, we don't like it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fine is $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
On what happened today, the ruling of the Supreme Court, 6-3, subsidy stay, 855-266-5283. Dr. David Hochberg, a friend of the show, he's been on several times. You all really, really like him. Thank you, Dr. Hochberg, for coming on with us so late. We appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and as always, feel free to call me David.
There you go. So we have this ruling now, and what, in a nutshell, your initial reaction to what happened today in D.C.? There you go.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you say? I think that kind of sums up Justice Scalia's dissent fairly well. This is just, it's a terrible ruling, and if for no other reason than it is a serious blow to the rule of law. What they've done is take a phrase in the law that was just, you know, simply black letter law in an exchange established by a state, and reinterpreted it to mean an exchange established by a state or the federal government. And they've done this simply by, you know, well, by this complex process of looking at the overall context of the law. And going forward, what this means is that any administration that doesn't like a particular law, even if it's spelled out in black and white, and wants it to mean something different, well, if they can convince the court that the overall context of the law means that it should mean something different, well, you know, they're based on this precedent, at least, they could prevail. And, you know, that is, a serious blow to the rule of law, which is, you know, a bedrock, a part of any free society. So, in so many ways, it's a disastrous ruling.
And you say that, and we've talked about this before, that the exchanges, the bottom line is, here's the thing, that the exchanges aren't sustainable and that the reform of our healthcare system is going to be necessary anyway. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the ironic things of this ruling is that the court, you know, argued that the intent of Congress with this law was to improve insurance markets, and part of that, what was crucial to that was subsidies on the exchanges, which is kind of funny because, you know, that may have been Congress's intent, but, you know, as we often know, what Congress intends and what the actual result is often two different things. That's going to be the case here. The Obamacare exchanges are going to eventually slide into a death spiral. And, years from now, I think we're going to look back on those parts of this ruling in King versus Burwell saying that, you know, we needed to preserve the subsidies to keep the insurance market was working. We're going to look back on them and kind of scratch our heads and laugh.
Yeah, and unfortunately, though, all that time in between, it's the premiums, it's everything else that everybody's getting hit with, right?
Well, absolutely. Premiums are going to rise in the exchanges. I suspect they're also going to rise in the small group market, also will eventually rise in the large group market as well. A lot of damage is probably going to be done before, you know, most of this law is repealed and replaced with something that's free market based. And that's what's really one of the things that's very disappointing about this ruling is that we had an opportunity, I think, to had the plaintiffs won here, an opportunity to start moving in that direction of free markets, not all at once. Obviously, we still have President Obama as well, you know, president. So anything that would have gotten through Congress to deal with the people who lost their subsidies would have had been something of a compromise. But I think a compromise that started us on the path to a free market system was possible. But that opportunity now is lost, and we have to go forward, you know, and looking at hopefully the 2016 election as another opportunity to start moving in that direction. But, now it's just going to take longer than it otherwise would have.
Yeah. So that's, as you say, it'll take longer than otherwise it would have. And we think of the length of term, I guess now even more than ever. It's what happens in this next election is pretty darn important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be very important because, you know, if we elect the wrong person, it just, you know, it makes it that much more difficult to get rid of this law. So yeah, it's very important.
There are great ideas out there. There are other things that people have talked about. In you and I have talked about this before. In your opinion, what is a better way to do this, to skin this cat, instead of what we're doing right now?
Well, I would start with giving people who purchase on the individual market I would start with a refundable tax credit that everyone can have that they can use either to purchase health care directly or to use to purchase insurance. That would be a start. From there, you know, have allow people to purchase out of state so you can get, you know, some regulatory competition to deal with, you know, pre-existing conditions long term, allow them to use their tax credit to purchase what I call pre-existing condition insurance, which is basically a type of insurance that you would have to help you pay for the higher premiums you would get if you know developed a pre-existing condition like a diabetes or a heart condition or something like that. And then we have to also deal with the employer provided insurance, the open-ended tax the open-ended tax benefit for employer-based insurance, which does a lot to distort markets. And I think, you know, one of the ways to go there is to come up with some sort of new tax treatment that gives people a limited amount of money, but is something that's portable that they can take with them from job to job, and give employers an option. You know, they can stick with the current system, or they can, you know, switch over to this new system. And I think over time, a lot of employers would take the new system, and the old system, the one that's inefficient, would slowly wither away. So those are some of the things that I would do to get us moving in a free market direction.
Yeah, very nice. David Hochberg, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks, David. And remember this, everybody, we've talked to him about this before. He's got a book that's upcoming, Medicare's Victims, How the U.S. Government's Largest Healthcare Program Harms Patients and Impairs Physicians. So 6-3 was the Supreme Court decision, King versus Burwell. We were there in Washington when the oral arguments were being heard. That decision is handed down, and there is a lot of reaction to it, both people who are relying on subsidies and others who are stunned and tired of the sticker shock on the premiums and other means of what they have to do for health care. And we certainly have talked about that many, many, many times here on America Tonight. Remember, you can always reach out to us 24/7 at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or you can tweet us or hit us up on Facebook. If you go to the website, that's one of the best ways to do that and connect in that direction. A lot of people reacting to this. So don't be a stranger. We're going to swing into some more hours and more conversation about it. Kate Delaney saying, yo, yo, make it count here from all of us on America Tonight.
Subject to one tax score approval, must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.